Polls are starting to close in Turkey's most closely contested election in decades. Election observers say the voter turnout was high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing his toughest electoral challenge in 20 years. Most of the opposition united to back Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. The government's response to devastating earthquakes in February and a struggling economy are seen as top voter concerns. Now, in a moment, we're going to be going live to our correspondents. Hashim Akhbar is in Ankara, Sami Zeydan is in Istanbul. But first, Resul Serdar begins our coverage.
Many consider this election to be Turkey's most significant in recent history. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voted in Istanbul, where he began his political career. He has reshaped Turkey over the last two decades. His supporters believe he has made the country more powerful and prosperous.
We want everyone to vote because the independence and future of the country is at stake. We came here to vote for the stability and the growth of our country to continue.
Stability and continuity have been keywords throughout Erdogan's election campaign. He is now promising a more assertive Turkey in the international arena. He ended his campaign by visiting Hagia Sophia, Istanbul's famous mosque and historic cultural site, to appeal his conservative base. However, after more than two decades in power, he now faces his most difficult challenge. Six opposition parties have joined forces for these presidential and parliamentary elections, with opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu chosen as their unity candidate. His supporters are growing more confident that he will be Turkey's next president.
Many people's purchasing power has declined. At the same time, the rule of law has vanished. Justice has vanished. I want my country to become better in terms of justice, the rule of law and living conditions.
During Kılıçdaroğlu's election campaign, his main messages were change and hope. He promises a more inclusive democracy at home and stronger ties with the West. He concluded his campaign by visiting Anıtkabir, the mausoleum of the founder of the Turkish Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, that is regarded as a symbol of secularism and republicanism in the country. Along with these symbolic maneuvers, many in Turkey believe the economy will be the most important factor determining the election outcome. People are facing rocketing prices as the country has one of the highest inflation rates in the world. That has been exacerbated by the two earthquakes in February.
To win outright, a candidate must get more than half of the vote. If no candidate gets at least 50% plus one vote in the first round, the presidential election will be decided in a second round on May 28 between the two candidates who received the most votes. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
Okay, let's cross to Sami Zeydan, who's in Istanbul for us. Sami, so the polls have closed. What happens next? When are we going to know the results?
Right, you're joining us, Rob, amid the call to prayer, amid strong calls for people to come out and vote. And to answer your question, what happens next? Well, 5 p.m. local, which is just a few minutes ago, we crossed 5 p.m. local, is when polls were slated to close. And in fact, now, as we go through, I'm getting word from our team, we've had official confirmation that those polls have now officially closed. The polls have officially closed. So there was some thought that maybe there might be a delay in beginning the vote counting because some long lines were seen at some polling stations, but it seems we're beyond that point. Now they start counting those votes. Now, we are not allowed to talk about results until the cutoff time, according to the rules, which is 7 p.m. local. That's 1600 GMT. Official results, Rob, will come out in 3 days, which, yes, I know what you're thinking. That feels like a lifetime in a situation like this where a nation is on knife edge wanting to know where these crucial elections, presidential and parliamentary elections, are taking a nation that is vital in global affairs. But the good news is, as of 7 p.m. local, we can start to talk about some of the unofficial results that will start coming in that will give us a strong indication of who's winning and who's losing. But for now, you've got to sit back, fasten that seatbelt, and hold your breath. Rob.
Sami, just as you've been talking to us, we've been looking at some live pictures from at least from one of the polling stations that I think is in Istanbul. It does look as though, from what I can see from the agency feeds here, they are beginning to total up at least the papers that they have in front of them. What is going to be key in all of this, and I know you've been talking about this since the polls opened, is the number of people who actually went out to vote. Do we have any indication of what the turnout has been like?
Yes, absolutely. We've had some indication from our teams, which are right across this country, watching these polling stations, not only in the major cities. Al Jazeera is also in some of those rural heartlands. But let's not forget, people were hit, but millions of people were hit by those devastating earthquakes. And the constant message, the consistent message we're getting back from our teams is that there does seem to be a good turnout. Turnout's been strong, particularly here in Istanbul, and that's important. Although this is not, of course, the political capital of the country, but this is the economic, the cultural heart of Turkey. It is the country's most populous city. A fifth of the population, around a fifth of the population, lives here, and by some measures, even the biggest city in Europe, depending on how you calculate that. So what happens here and how much of a turnout is being watched very carefully. This is what I can tell you. Every indication, people have been absolutely energized in Istanbul over this election. We've seen scenes not only of a strong turnout, sadly in some cases in different parts of this country, three cases of people having heart attacks, a polling supervisor and two voters having heart attacks because of the almost palpable excitement, the tension that has gripped this country. I mean, I can tell you, part of my childhood was in Turkey. I've seen elections before. It's hard to remember a time in Turkish political history when things have been this tense, when people have been this fired up and energized. The good news is, here we are, polls have closed. No major reports of any major security incidents so far. No major, major reports of any claims of irregularities at polling stations so far. Rob.
Sami, thank you very much indeed. Sami Zeydan bringing us up to date from Istanbul. We're going to cross to Hashim Akhbar, who's in the Turkish capital, Ankara. So Sami was describing Istanbul as the economic and cultural hub of the country. You're in the political center of Turkey. What does a high turnout mean for Recep Tayyip Erdogan?
It is going to be a crucial moment for him, for his party, the AK Party, and for his legacy. I mean, it has been a busy day here. There have been long lines at most of the polling stations. This has been a decisive moment since the start of the election campaign. You have two main candidates offering two different visions about how to move forward. And I think it's because of that that suddenly you have this fear that this could be an historic moment for Turkey, and this explains the very high turnout. People predict this could be one of the highest turnouts over the last few years. What does it mean for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan? He's looking forward to see people vindicate his legacy. He said that he has been doing everything it took him to preside over what he has always described as an unprecedented economic boom. He said that he has built infrastructure across the country from scratch. He said that he has introduced major political reforms. But at the same time, he said that he considers all the accusations leveled against him by the opposition and by the West. That's, for example, this is someone who has been making friends with autocrats. He has been eroding democracy in his country as politically motivated. He's looking forward to see people vote for him in huge numbers. Although people suggest that this could perhaps be a tight election. But you know, this is someone who has paraded the political stage in Istanbul in the 90s. And nationally, when he established his AK Party and when he won elections in 2002. And globally, when he became a key political player. He does understand that when you are in power for 20 years, it will be extremely delicate to convince people time and again to vote for you in huge numbers. This explains why you're getting all this sense of excitement and anxiety about what happens in the upcoming hours. Mm.
Hashim, we've just been looking at some pictures of Recep Tayyip Erdogan as he was voting in Istanbul. And interestingly, immediately afterwards, I understand that he traveled to Ankara, where you are, which is not something that normally happens. I want to ask you about what, however, is happening in the opposition camp, the opposition that is united to back Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu.
So this is what happened. I mean, the opposition did understand from the beginning that there is absolutely no way they can win the election if they don't come together. And it was because of people like Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition party, CHP, who has managed to stitch together this coalition with six political parties known as the Nation Alliance or the Table of Six. They disagree over huge issues, but now they decided that it was about time for them to come together and win the election. If they win, that will consolidate this stance, that will bring them together for the future. If they lose, the coalition could disintegrate. And this is why they are adamant on the need to win tonight. They say that the reason why they think they will be winning this election is because they say they have been offering the Turkish people a new vision for the future, a vision they say is going to be based on strengthening democracy in the country, democracy which they say has been eroded under AK Party and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Two, Kılıçdaroğlu in particular, an economist, say that this is going to be an opportunity for him to fix the economy, to invite foreign investors to come into the country and to create a robust economy in the country. So we have to wait and see what will be the choice of the people in the upcoming hours.
Hashim Akbar talking to us from the Turkish capital, Ankara. Hashim, thank you.